One Irish town has become the first in Ireland to ban single-use coffee cups. The Clarny Coffee Cup project launched during the summer with hotels, cafes and businesses coming together to cut out single-use coffee cups in favour of a more environmentally friendly move. Louise Byrne is Sustainability Manager at the Clarny Park Hotel and the Ross, who are among the 50-plus businesses taking part. So how does it work?
So it started with 14 businesses, mainly independent coffee shops in the centre of town, coming together to stop using single-use coffee cups because we were finding they were ending up as litter in the national park or as landfill, and that very little were actually recycled or composted. So we kind of said, you know, maybe we could, with the upcoming latte levy, get ahead of that and you know, make a stand for our town. So we decided that we would stop using them, and we introduced a deposit system for anyone who comes to the shop without their own cup, you know, because essentially we're asking people to bring their own coffee cup, because 7 in 10 people actually do have their own cup at home, but tend to forget to bring them. So we're saying, you know, bring your own cup or sit in and enjoy a cup of coffee. And then if you do forget your cup, there's a deposit system available where you can get a cup for €2 and drop it back anywhere in Killarney and get your €2 back. So really that system is cash neutral. It's not costing you anything. We request them back because we like to keep them in circularity, you know. But you can keep your cup and reuse it over and over again. That's absolutely no problem. And the cup company we use, they actually are in 350 locations around Ireland. So if you do go home with it, I'm sure there's one in your area that takes the cup back also. I suppose anyone from Cork that's coming to Killarney, you know, make sure to bring your cup and support the businesses that are part of the project.
Takeaway single-use coffee cups are made of plastic from the lining of the cup to the plastic lids, so they need to be disposed of correctly or they end up in landfill. Coffee cups can take between 20 and 30 years to break down, and that's just one cup. The litter from these are a plague on nature, and they were commonly found at the Killarney National Park, which is what inspired the project to begin with.
So we did a spring cleanup in April. We were part of it in the Killarney Park in the Ross. And we collected on one small stretch of road, I think there was 65 bags in that area. And a lot of what it was is there was five big items, and one of them was coffee cups, and particularly the lids. They're just not breaking down. And we were speaking to some of the rangers and the ecologists in the national park, and they were saying litter does affect ecosystems. We're saying it's awful visually, and it's awful the effect it's having. And then when we put in the project in place, there was a big difference, a noticeable difference. And even, you know, Kerry County Council said the bins used to be overflowing on, you know, in the mornings, whereas now they're not. So there's a big reduction to visually how the bins look around the town for people visiting. You know, it's awful to see that litter. And it's just kind of reduced all of that. If you were to put a compostable cup in place, like, you know, you still have the deforestation, water stress, manufacturing, you know, the transportation, the management of the waste, whereas we actually eliminate it.
Killarney is visited by 1 million tourists each year. The introduction of the Killarney Coffee Cup project is expected to eliminate 1.5 million coffee cups from the town each year and saving over 18.5 tonnes of rubbish from the local waste network.
I think we're actually surprised at how easy a transition it was for the most part, you know. A lot of it is down to how we communicate, you know, the message that it is a Killarney initiative and it is in conservation of the national park and an anti-litter campaign. And I think it's very hard to argue with that then, you know. Like there's 200 million cups used every year in Ireland and they have a lifespan of 13 minutes. So, you know, if we can just eliminate that by just changing our behaviours like we did with the plastic bags, you know, it can go a long way to kind of, you know, eliminating waste. But if each person makes a tangible change every day in their life, it all adds up. And we find that, like, customers are doing it, you know. The behavioural change has been kind of amazing over the last 8 weeks, that people have really adopted it and they're automatically coming in with their cups now, the locals, which is great to see. And, like, you know, the staff from the shops are happy to give it a rinse out or, you know, whatever to help, you know. So it's great. It's really going fantastic. You know, we can all think environmentally, but sometimes we don't act in the way that we should. So having a system in Killarney has kind of meant that it's easier to adopt into because, like, they're all doing it. So it's just a new system. And I think when it's like that, you can easily adjust. It's easier to adjust when everybody's doing it. And it's like the new norm, you know. And then in the morning you go, do I have my keys? Do I have my cup? You know, do I have my phone? It's just part of the routine now.
The Clarny Coffee Cup project is not only influencing other towns in Ireland. The businesses are receiving calls of advice daily from countries around the world, from tourists spreading the word back home.
We've had calls even outside of Ireland, you know, Australia, Denmark. We're actually looking at putting together a case study on the project, and we really want to do an environmental impact assessment as well as a business impact and a social one, so that we can actually get tangible statistics out of it of how it benefited us as a community. And if there's any learnings from that and the story of how we got there, then we're happy to, you know, share that with anyone that wants it. We have an educational programme in the schools now from it. Like, there's a second kind of arm of the project, and the primary schools, some of the classes in the area will be going to the national park to learn about the fact that it's UNESCO biosphere and biodiversity, and how their actions impact their local environment, and particularly with waste. And they're going to collect seeds with the cups and plant them, and hopefully be able to gift them back to the national park when they become saplings, you know, to grow and help the ecosystem in the park. And then TY students are going to have a similar thing, but instead of tree planting, they are going to do projects around art, the life cycle of a cup, communicating to their own age demographic about environmental issues. So it's kind of grown legs, which is great. And I think the educational awareness part of it's really important.
So it's that simple. If you're going for a coffee and you need it on the go, bring your own cup, take it to go cup on the return scheme, or alternatively, sit inside the cafe. If you'd like more information on the Coffee Cup project, would like to introduce it to your town, or if you're a business and want to get involved, then search online with the Killarney Park Hotel and the Clarny Coffee Cup project. For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.